Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Sposer of Morning Mirasi Shayichu for Moshe Rabin Peshadina, for Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Ezra, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther, and for Reb Eliezer Zev Ben Tvora. Bracha Osach B'chama Seidem, Ranishmas Maras Esther Basu Shmuel, Maras Chana Batsu Gyan, Maras Afachana Basu B'nei Zev. And the shir is based on a mimer of Reina Rosh HaYeshiva, of Hudnu Zetzal. When Avraham Avinu was told about the birth of Yitzchak, he said, "Lu Yishmael Yichyeh Lefanecha." Oh, that Yishmael should live before you. Rashi says, "Halavai Shiyichyeh Yishmael, Eini Kedai Lekabel Matan Tzchar." Because halavai that Yishmael should live. I'm not worthy of such tzchar. It's very difficult to understand this pasuk. It sounds like he's saying, "Yeah, I'm not really kedai for Yitzchak. Let me just have Yishmael." He's being mevati here, and Yitzchak, I don't really need Yitzchak. Well, what does Avraham Avinu mean? So we're going to explain a number of principles. When the Jewish people sinned at the Egel, it says, "Hanichali etzetra v'achalam." Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Let me be, and I'll destroy the Jewish people." And then Moshe Rabbeinu davin, relying on Zchusavo, Zuchor l'Avram, l'Yitzchak l'Yisrael avadecha. Remember Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, your servants, and we're going to explain this in Yitzchak. After the Chayda Egel, and the request of Moshe, "Reni nask v'adecha, let me see your honor," God says, "Hani avir kol tovi al panecha, I will pass all my good over your face." Rashi explains, "Higi asha shetira kvodi, b'mashe ersha utzcha, leros lefishani rotze b'tzarech lantucha seder tefila. Shikashen etzrach, telabakish rach ma Yisrael, eskartes chus avos." So the time has come that you're going to see my honor, what I'm going to allow you to see, because I want and need to teach you the seder tefila. When you need to be mabakish rachamim, you mention chus avos, which would mean that you would think that if there's no more chus avos, Hashem says to Moshe, there's no more hope. But ani avir called midas tuvi al panecha, I'll pass over all the meat of my good over your face, in front of you. So this will teach you seder b'kashis rachamim here. There's no schosavos, and that's hinei anochi kores bris. So he taught him that in eshenam chozros rekam, even if there's no schosavos, you still have this seder hatfila of the midas harachamim. So we have to understand the lashon here that Rashi uses. Lefishani rotze b'tzarech, I want and need to teach you the Seder HaTfilah, that you shouldn't have to necessarily go to Zchus Avos, but you can use this special Tfilah, even if it's in Zchus Avos Tama, you'll be able to use this Tfilah and get my Rachamim. So what's this? I want to and need to teach you, so that you shouldn't be so mixed on Zchus Avos. So first the want. In the Pasuk, Hanicha li v'achalein, before the Tfilah of Moshe, there is the key to this pasuk of Hanicha li v'achalein in the parak of Tefillah l'Moshe. It says there, "Sabeinu b'boker chesdecha v'ravin nismacha b'chol yomein." Give us sviya, give us satisfaction in the boker of your chesed, and then we will rejoice and be happy all of our days. So this pasuk doesn't really seem to work with klalei tefillah. Normally in tefillah, we say, "Harchev picha v'amaleo," open up your mouth and I will fill it. And here we find a tzimtzum, we find the contraction of the bakasha. All Moshe is asking for in this parak in Tehillim of Tefillah l'Moshe is Sabeinu b'boker chazdecha, not for a constant chesed, just for a chesed in the morning. So how's he narrowing his bakasha? Harcha picha b'amaleu. You should ask expansively, not narrowly. It says in the pasuk, "Tachanun emidah b'rosh v'asher yana azus." The pasuk in Mishlei Yud Ches Chof Gimel, that a poor person speaks with supplications, and a rich person answers with azus, with brazenness. Chazal darshan. Who's this poor person in the Pasuk? Moshe. Who's the rich person in the Pasuk? Yahushua. They both asked for similar things, but Moshe asked B'loshen Tachanunim. When he was told to bring the Jewish people, Ha'al, take them up, he said, "Inam atzasi chen beinecha, if I find favor in your eyes," that's a lashon of rush. Yahushua said B'loshen Azaz, "V'lo alma v'neshev bevar yardin." It had been a rough time for the Jewish people, and Yahushua says, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, "V'yom Reshua, ha, Hashem Elokim, lama ha'avarta ha'avir es amazes ha'yardin, lasis the son of Yadim Mori, you passed us over the Jordan to give us over to the Amorites." L'ha'avidenu, to destroy us, v'luho almu v'neshev bevar yardin. It would have been better if we were to stay on the other side of the Jordan. So that's Azus. What do we gain by passing over the Jordan? It's really bad over here. So Yeshua, Moshe speaks with supplications, and Yeshua speaks with takifus, with his power. So what's the union of Asher and Rosh and Chazal and other places? So there are really two ways that two bechinos that Hashem relates to us in this context. By Yehoshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already invested a lot in the Jewish people. He already passed them over the Yarden, and they're about to capture the seven nations. So in this context, Yehoshua is more rich than Moshe. And therefore he adds, Takifus matase l'shim chagoda, what are you going to do for your great name? But Yehoshua is also described as a nar lo yamish misocha oel. He's a lad that doesn't leave the tent. He's a Talmud amakabo meirabo. So if this is his essence, so this mahalach of Ashir of Azus that we find by Yehoshua has to have a sherish by Moshe. It says that the face of Yehoshua is the Levana, Moshe is the Chama, Moshe gives him his light. Halo ein lecha or b'levana she'en lo yinika me'ashemesh. So all the light of the moon has to come from the sun. So Yehoshua has to have gotten his takifus from Moshe. We have Yehoshua being a takif, but Moshe also is going to be a takif sometimes, because where did Yehoshua get it from? So where do we find this Asher Yana Azus by Moshe? We find it in the pasuk of Atahanichali, now leave me alone. From this lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we hear, leave, what does it mean, leave me alone? Like you're holding on to me. The Gemara says, like Moshe was grabbing onto him, kibiyachal. And Hashem says, let me go. So, this is the madrega of Muchzuk. It's like holding on to him. And that's the shorash for Yehoshua's Asher Na'at Yana Azus. Because the koch of Yehoshua is that he's more muchzak than Moshe. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested more in Yehoshua. He already took the Jews over the Jordan, passed them through the Jordan, brought them to Eretz Israel. So this takifus of Yehoshua is saying, listen, you've already invested so much in us, you should finish the job. Matasa l'shim chagodol. So this is an achiza. So this azus of Yehoshua is predicated on Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the yisod of the tefillah and tefillah lemoshe. And that perek, sabenu baboker chazdecha, the sviya should be so big, our milui bakosha, should be so great in the morning, you should invest in us so much that we're already going to be together muchzuk. And therefore you can answer all the rest of our tefillahs. Those are the words, sabenu baboker chazdecha, and the tefillah lemoshe. So those are the two bechinas. There's the bechina of the Rosh of Moshe, the Resh of Moshe, the poverty of Moshe, that he's speaking softly and sweetly. On the other hand, we have the Takifus of Yehoshua, but this Takifus of Yehoshua is really rooted in the Takifus of Moshe. That just like Moshe says, Moshe kilo grabs onto Hashem, Yehoshua does it even stronger. And we have that root in the Pasuk of Sabenu Baboker Chazdecha. Give us so much to answer our tefillah so much, that you've already invested so much in us, that you're going to answer the rest of our tefillah. And that's the Bir in Rotze. That's what it means, Rotz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach him that you're not going to need a tefillah that relies on Zchus Avos. All you have to do is be a Muchzuk, and then you'll be able to go on your own. And that's what I want to do. I want to, not without Zchus Avos, not the Gamrei to jump over the Yavos, but after you mention your own tefillah, after you say your own tefillah, after you've been muchzak kibiyachol in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're holding on to him, and he's invested in you, and now you say, all right, you've already done for us, so do more, so then you don't have to go. Only if that's your way, then you can. I want to teach you Rotze. That's what Rashi says. Rotze. I want to teach you a tefillah that you won't need only Zchus Avos. you can use this tefillah, and then memela, the schus avos is going to kick in. But you won't have to revert directly to schus avos. You'll just be able to grab onto this this type of tefillah, this other type of tefillah. Not the tefillah of the schus avos dika tefillah, but a tefillah that you're already muhsak. I want to teach you, I want and need to teach you this new tefillah. I want to teach you this tefillah. So I want to show you how you can be muhsak in me, and then you won't need only schus avos, even schus avos tama, but you'll be able to invoke this tefillah. And then once this tefillah is invoked, then automatically the schus avos will come back into play. That's what Hashem wanted to teach Moshe. And the avir called to vial panecha. So that is the perish of the word rotze. Is what I want to teach you. You don't have to go schus avos. Then we get the tzarich. After we have this hanichli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent in. And I'm going to teach you this tefillah that shows the hanichali of let me go, that there's a way that you're grabbing onto me so much that you're ready a muhsak and I have to answer your tefillah. I'm going to teach you that type of state of tefillah. Now I tzarech, I also need to teach you such a state of tefillah. So we have to know that the bris avos and takanos hatfilos are not two different things. They're both shayach to the same root of fatherhood. So we'll start there. There was no rain. Man hadn't yet started working the land. Rashi says nobody could recognize the good of the rain. Nobody could daven for the rain. We only find this by rain. We don't find this by sun. Only because we daven for rain, we get rain. We don't find if we only daven for sun, we get sun. We don't find that if you don't mention Matir Asurim, it's ma'akiv. But if you don't find Morad, if you don't say Morad Hageshim, it's ma'akiv. Tefillah by Geshem is ma'akiv. Why is tefillah intimately related to Geshem? Why ain't Geshem but be tefillah? Because Geshem, we find even in nature, a process of giving and receiving. The rain falls on the land, and those who know botany say that you can already tell in the ground 2 days before rain is coming, as if the ground is getting itself prepared. I don't know. Obviously, some scientists say this, that the ground is preparing itself to receive the rain. So it's an inyan of nesina and kabbalah. The rain falls down, the ground receives. What is tefillah? If not, that we also are mamid ourselves. We put ourselves in this matzav of kabbalah and nesina, that Hashem is no saint, and that we're the makabalim. So tefillah and rain really have the same mechanics. For other mind, if this man hasn't prayed for rain, there's no rain. We need the tefillah. Now, the whole essence of Krisis Bris, Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, is a skashris. There's a yachas ben ha-noisen kabiyachol and mekabel. That's the union of Bris. Bris is a giver, Hashem kabiyachol, and a receiver, us. So, kabachomer, malach ha-geshem, that just like rain you can't have without tefillah, because it's a noisen and a mekabel, certainly Bris you can't have without tefillah, because that's also noisen and mekabel. Now, the avos were avos because there was a bris with them, there was a covenant, they were makabel, and therefore they have to be metakin tefilos, because tefillah and bris is the same thing. A derech of nesina and kabbalah and bris beli tefillah. You can't be mamad yourself like a makabel, like a mispalel. There's no room for krisis bris. Only if makabelim, the makabelim is a krisis bris. By Noach, parenthetically, there's a bris, but that's a different darga, because our bris is just for us, and Noach's bris is with all of creation, even day and night. So thus, there has to be a special makabel. By Noach, there are no real makabelim, no specific makabelim that you're makabel and you're not. By Noach, it's just like automatic with everybody. You also don't find that everyone was makabel the bris. Hashem just made the bris with Noach, and that was it. But the others, there's There's an asina, there's a kabbalah sabris, there's a give and take about it. So that's the bris of the avos. But by Moshe, there's a bris of slicha of kapara. But the avos Hashem didn't speak about slicha and kapara. After Chayda Ega, Moshe thought that the MS, the world was going to be destroyed because of their maisim. That's the chiddush of Moshe, the bris of tshuva. And when there's this bris of this new bris, it requires a new tefillah. This is a tefillah of tshuva. You don't know, it's a new tefillah, and it's a tefillah of a new bris. It increases bris, but tefillah. And this bris of a chanosi as a sherachon, what's this bris? That you should grant me, even though I'm not worthy. Af of yishani kedai. So I have to teach you this tefillah for this new bris. And this bris is a matan of slicha, very, very deep. And therefore, it needs a new tefillah. New special tefillah. And this seder, and the chiddush in this seder tefillah is af pi sheini kedai. That even though I'm not kedai, nevertheless, you get the 13 midos. So that's the unique tefillah of after the Chayda Ego. Now we go back to the tefillah of Avraham and Yishmael. We have a klal, olam yasak adam Torah mitzvah lishma, shem mitoch shelo lishma, bal lishma, du mitzvah shelo lishma, it's going to come to lishma. You bring a raya from the korbanos that Balak brought, shelo lishma, and then vayit der Shlomo brought korbanos in his rid lishma, so you see, mitoch shelo lishma, bal lishma, and Shlomo is related to Balak, derech rus, via rus hamoavi. And this is difficult to understand. How's the avod of Shlomo going to connect to a goy that preceded him? In the meantime, there was Rus. Rus is a Gioris. Gioris is cutting off all connection to the past. Gershon is Gaik Kanshan Olad Dami. You have to cut yourself off from the past. And here we see that he's connected to the past through Rus. It's weird. So we have to know that the Gerus of Rus is an exception. And it doesn't stop this Tzeruf between Moav and Shlomo. Chazal already say, Al Tatzer is Mav, don't start up with Mav, but you should pray those Tovs and Esther, let's say, Bruce Venama. So, we see that there's a connection between us and Mav, between Shlomo and Mav. And it starts with Lotz. Lotz, we know, is the father of Mav. Lotz, Holechas Avram, he walked with Avram, he went with Avram. Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh to save Lotz. Ammon and Mav, Zerah Lotz, they're Shechinim Leretz Israel. Like Lot goes with Avram, like a neighbor with him. Anyone who's connected to Avram Avinu has to have shaychus with Mashiach. And the house of Avram Avinu is the cradle of Mashiach in the world. And that the Mashiach is coming from Zerah Lot is included in the secrets of God, the secrets of God. Who takes pure from impure? Is it not one? Is it not Hashem? We know Chazal, Matzasi, David Avdi. Where did I find David? Where did I find Mashiach? In stone. In other words, Rus was Zocha to be the mother of Malchus because of Lot, who goes with Avram. So Rus wasn't disconnected from her past. She was connected. She's connected to her past, and she connects Shlomo to Balak, and all the way back to Mashiach. And therefore, the Shlomo's Karbanos of the Shema relate to those of Balak, which were given Shalolishma, Mitoch Shalolishma, Balishma. Because there is a connection over here. And we do relate back to, Shlomo does relate back to Moav, Derech Rus, all the way back to Lot, who's connected to Avram, who's the father of Moav and Mashiach Tzidkenu. Famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Melachim, that despite all of their spiritual deficiencies, Esav and Yishmael paved the way for Mashiach. Though they're Shvichus Dam, Gilei Arayis, and Avodah Zarah, they're the only ones of Umas Olam that talk about Mashiach. And this idea of Messianism they took of Mashichiyut, they take from the house of Avram Avinu. And the makor for this is with the Yishmael Shema'aticha. Yishmael, I heard you. From the house of Avraham Avinu, even in the worst forms, it must be as a zalzich derher and avort fun tikan ha'olam, fun achris hayamin. It has to be heard a word from the house of Avram about Tikkun HaOlam of Achras HaYamim, even if it comes from the tomb of the Sutra Achra. But it has to be the Yishmael Shema Ticha. By Yishmael I heard you. From Yishmael we're also going to get to Achras HaYamim. So what was the Bakosh of Avram Avinu? Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. So it has a ring that it was said as a type of apology. He didn't daven for Leidas Yitzchak. We found the Yitzchak daven by Yeso Yitzchak Lenoch Hashem Lenoch Chishto. We don't really find that Yishma, that Avram Avinu davened. So he's like apologizing. And when he hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yitzchak's going to be born, he says, Eini Kedai. In other words, he wants to relate this to the Surah Satfila of Moshe Rabbeinu that's going to come much later. So therefore here he says also, like Rashi says, Eini Kedai, Halavai Sheyich Yishmael, Eini Kedai Lekabel Matan Schar Kedai. Now Ravinu says, you're giving this to me from your Otzer Matnas Chinam, from your storehouse of free gifts. And this is like the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu davens for things, even though he's not worthy. And that's the Yud Gimel Midos, that even if we're not worthy. So Avraham Avinu is being Mishayich himself to that type of tefillah. Because tefillah se'avos is a different type of tefillah. And that's where they're mamid themselves, k'makabli abris, Hashem is the nosein, or the makabel. But here, it's a different level. Here, it's a gift, even though we're not worthy. And this matana is shaykh to the derech hayasha l'achris hayamim, to melech ha-mashiach. For this, I'm not kedai. But once you're already giving me the gift, so now I'm going to daven at least a little bit. That somehow Yishmael should also be shaykh to that mahalach. Now that I see that I'm in the world of getting what I'm not worthy of, which really relates ultimately to Mashiach, this high level we're going to be zochet to, so I want Yishmael also to be part of that mahalach. That's Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. It's not saying that's all I want. It's that now I want to daven for something. I didn't daven before, so I see this is coming from your Otzer Matnas Chinam. So I want to also be Mashiach myself to that Madrega of the getting Matnas Chinam from you, and that Yishmael should live before you, and he should also be Shaykh to this Mahalach of Matnas Chinam of being connected to Mashiach, which is a Mahalach of Eini Kedai, that we're not Kedai for such wonderful gifts, but we're going to get them anyway. He wasn't saying, no, I don't really want Yitzchak. No, he wants Yitzchak. But any Kedai, Lu Yishmael Yichel Lefanecha, Yishmael should also live in this Madrid, should also be shy to this Madrig of Achris HaYamim, of Afal Pisha Eni Kedai, of the Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of the Tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midas, of this new Seder Tefillah. This new bris that we had. That, as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, Hashem wanted to show him, and Hashem had to. We had to, because a new bris is machriach a new tefillah. So Moshe, so Avram Avinu is being mishayich himself to this new type of bris, a new type of tefillah, which will ultimately bring to Achris HaYamim, and he wants Yishmael to be shayach to that, and Taki Yishmael and Esav do pave the path to Mashiach. So that's the Parasha of Yishmael, of Yishmael Yichel Lefanecha, and the Cheda Egel, and the two different types of tefillas Avos, which are Nosen and Makabel, and the tefillah of Moshe, which is that we're so muchzik in Hashem that Kibiyachol he's going to have to give us our tefillah, give us what we want. And also, the bris with the avos of slicha and kapara, that even though we're not kedai, Moshe Rabbeinu asked for slicha and kapara, but that this slicha and kapara, even though we're not worthy, requires a new tefillah. So Avraham Avinu said, all right, I didn't daven before for Yitzchak, but lo yishma yechel lefanecha, lefachot he should be, afa b'she'eni kedai. I'm not worthy, so I'm shy to this madrega of not being worthy, this madrega of tefillas Moshe. So I want Yishmael to be shy to that as well. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we hope everyone understood. If anyone didn't, they can ask me. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.